More speakers are putting the T back into often, or often.
That's what they say.
I would say often.
I say often.
I would say often.
Often.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. And I'm confused. When are we supposed to put the T in often, or often, or soften, or soften? Is there a rule?
These two words, often and soften, have undergone some pronunciation changes in their histories. They both used to have a T, and they lost it in the Renaissance, so 16th, 17th century, both those words lost their T. So you get often and soften. What seems to have happened with the word often is that speakers saw the T in the spelling, assumed that we were being lazy and just left it out. And so when they're being careful or formal, they put the T back in and say often. For some speakers, that's become their standard or everyday pronunciation at this point.
And there are some other letters that are sometimes silent and that can trip us up a bit as well. What are those?
There are. Well, some people argue that English spelling is a chaotic mess. It's not quite as much of a mess as people think it is, but the exceptions are spectacular. The words palm and almond used to have the L. They lost the L about the same time that often and soften lost the T. Many speakers still don't have an L, so they'll say palm and almond. But other speakers are putting the L back in, and I myself say palm and almond.
I do too. So they belong there because we're right.
Well, what we see is that standard English does allow some variation in pronunciation. So you get almond and almond, often and often.
We've also had some influence from other languages, such as French. What would some of those examples be?
In the Renaissance, we had some scholars who were doing some serious meddling in English spelling, and they were taking words that English had borrowed in from French. They were looking at the classical etymologies in Latin and saying, oh, we should spell these words in a way that shows their Latin etymology. So they took a word like doubt, which was spelled D-O-U-T-E from French. And they said, oh, but it comes from dubitare, from Latin. And so we should put the B back in. So the B was put back into the spelling, which gives us the silent B in doubt. The same thing happened to debt.
Did the meddling ever change the pronunciation of any of these words?
It did. So the word adventure had no D when we borrowed it from French, put the D back in to show its Latin etymology, and we, being well-behaved speakers, put the D back into our pronunciation.
So it could have been the adventures of Rin Tin Tin.
It could have been.
Well, Anne, as always, thanks so much for the elucidation on a Sunday morning.
Always fun to be here.